other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the ninth day of November 2011. We're going to be live here, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours. And then back this evening, 7 o'clock Central, for InfoWars Nightly News. And we've got Michael Badnarik, former Libertarian presidential candidate, joining us always, an informative and thought-provoking interview. He will talk about world events and news and take your phone calls. And in the last 30 minutes, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who hadn't been on with us in a few months, will join us to talk about the debt crisis and what's happening in the economy, obviously. Later in the hour, I've seen national television and listened to radio promoting the federal anti-bullying bill, saying, have a heart. You don't want kids to be bullied. This is nothing more than the hate crimes law that they haven't been able to pass to federalize basically everything and to have pure federal curricula inside all public schools and to make it federal if somebody calls you a name. And it's all selectively enforced, too. I mean, I got beat up a lot and stuff when I was in public school. It wasn't because of sexual persuasion or even race. It was just because that's what people do. That's part of life. Government bullies. You need to get strong and stand up for yourself. Not, oh, feds, when you're not running checkpoints on my local highway that are illegal and bullying us, will you come stop bullying in the school? And I was thinking about all these news reports now about microphones going up all over the country. And one company's been bragging about their federal contracts, so it's gotten some attention. This has been going on for 13 years that I know. And that's why they had the head of Homeland Security in one region come out, and it's in the news report. We're going to play a clip later and say, if Charlotte, but North Carolina does put the microphones in these that we put up, you'll never know. And that was like whenever the Austin police chief was in here, who, by the way, came up to our camera crew a few weeks ago and said, I want to come on Alex's show. I haven't heard from him. We've been calling his office over and over again for years to get him on. So, Arde Saveda, you want to come in here tomorrow? Come on. Get down here. Okay? And he did give me his cell phone number and his card, and I lost it. But the point is, I've been calling his office. So they're gatekeeping, man, but side issue. And his adjunct was with him and said, we got better surveillance than the feds. We've got, and Aceveda's like, be quiet. Don't you tell him. I'm like, I already know, Aceveda. You got laser couplers that listen to people through their window. You got microphones in most of the street lamps and hidden transformers and systems. I know all about it. And he's like, how do you know this stuff, basically? I want to get him in here, okay? Because, look, I can see, I got the sunglasses, I'm not stupid. This is beyond 1984, and it's not being done by a government that's legitimate or that cares about us. I'm going to be breaking that down today as well. Now, we're also going to get into the huge developments on the Iran front. We're going to get into developments on the economic front. Oh, and by the way, coming up at 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern, I'll still be talking on the Internet, but XM, AM, FM, Global Shortwave, UHF, VHF, all systems, including cable, are going to have the government pop in. And I need to call Watson or one of the other writers and go back to Federal News Radio. They had Homeland Security on there when this first got announced 6 months ago. And we covered it on the news at the time. And they said Obama is going to have a message. And it was going to be like a 30-minute message. But now they've backed off of that. And Drudge has got a report where Big Sis is saying, don't worry, it's just a test. The point is, it's a test where the stations don't have a choice. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hi, everyone. It's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide. But take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, the ninth day of November 2011. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is joining us on The Economy. Former Libertarian presidential nominee Michael Bagnarek, who hadn't been on a while, will also be joining us to talk about world events and take your phone calls. I'm going to open the phones up throughout the 3 hours today on any of the news items I'm about to mention or any stories or questions or comments you have. But before I give the number out, let me just go over some of the news. American newspapers, as well as British, are running the headlines. Don't panic. FEMA urges Americans not to worry as national alert system is tested. Now, Federal News Radio interviewing the deputy head of Homeland Security 6 months ago, we first wrote articles about it then, said that Obama was going to be on for 30 minutes making announcements today and that he would officially be there testing it and it was going to be a longer message. Then they said, okay, people are getting angry, it'll be 10 minutes. Then it'll be 1 minute. And now it's going to be 30 seconds. I told you in 96, I told you in 2000, I told you in 2003, I know people high up in the Texas Association of Broadcasters. I know engineers. I know an engineer who was the head of it. He's actually dead now. And he's an old guy. God rest his soul. The point is, who were in the meetings with the feds when the Telecommunications Act passed, and they came in over the next year, and they told them, what was already in there. The cell phones are being listened to and tracked. You've got to wire the EAS systems in at your tower site and at your control site where you have your board ops and talk show host. You'll lose your license and maybe even get arrested if you don't do this. And in the future, we are going to have government break-ins with public service announcements and also people that are wanted. The local police threat fusion center will be in command of it, so it'll sound like a local announcement. And these owners, managers, engineers of these different meetings are sitting there with their mouths hanging open. What was it? 1260 a.m. for a while. I was broadcasting out of there back when they were talk and also filling in for their afternoon host sometimes. And their engineer talked to me about it there. But separately, other engineers, when I was at KJFK, then I got introduced, went to dinner with the engineer and the head engineer for the whole state and talked about it. And, you know, they wanted to tell me about this. That's why I knew about it. But it's just like Bill Clinton, and I'm going to play clips of this later in the show from Police State 2000, in a federal transportation policy change, said move towards hardened and roving checkpoints at internal checkpoints nationwide under a national ID card. That was in 1998. I put it in my film with the documents, Police State 2000. And people always comment on it on YouTube. Oh, look, the checkpoints didn't come like Alex said. I didn't say that. I show the orders. I show the executive fiat directives. And it takes time for them to get this stuff in place. But now it's coming. It's here. Now they're announcing all over the country, FEMA, Homeland Security, TSA-run checkpoints. It's all over the news now. It took them a long time. But the point is they were getting ready, getting geared up a long time ago. I mean, in the late 90s, I went to urban warfare drill after drill and witnessed Marines training to go door-to-door and take our guns and admit it was for America, and I'd show people the video. And back then, you weren't supposed to see that. And so I got threats from the military. All sorts of stuff went on. The public wasn't ready, so they said this must be fake. Again, the Coronado landing, hovercraft landing, troops taking over part of Oakland, foreign troops. Rick Linkletter said he had people tell him it must be fake when he gave them copies of Police State 2000. And he laughed and said this would cost me, you know, $25, $30, $40, $50 million to do this, you know, to show ships like this landing. And again, it was real places. It was news articles on top of it showing it was real. But people were in denial. Now there's been the preconditioning, so they go, sure, I told folks 13 years ago they were putting microphones and cameras hidden inside power transformers and light poles, and they laughed at me, even though I had the purchase orders and the federal regulations. I even showed folks where they were going up in Austin, and people would call into the show and say, you're insane. And I'd say, no, here's the company, here's the $800-something thousand first purchase, and then it goes up to $2 million next year. In Austin, in each successive year, they got license plate reading cameras, face scanning cameras, microphones are up in every neighborhood, in every major park. They're all hooked into the stinking threat fusion center. The average cop in there doesn't even know that. It's just rolled in. Oh, did you know about these functions? Let us show you these functions. They can dial in to your cell phone live time and listen to you. That's leaked out. The average cop on the beat doesn't know that. It's all need to know. I mean, it makes 1984 look like child's play. So I'm going to get into all this. But I was on Russia Today last night, which is in every hotel in the U.S. They're all part of that hotel video package. I know because every time I'm in a hotel, I can see Russia Today. It's on most of the cable systems in the United States. And it reaches conservatively millions of people every hour. And it's on in Europe as well. And so I go on it. And it's got kind of a liberal slant to it, but also brings in some libertarian ideas. Though I've seen the last few months they kind of steered a little bit away from that after getting government congressional criticism. I'll imagine that's what it's about. Because you've got the Japanese have English TV worldwide. Al Jazeera, other Arabic channels. I mean, English is the world language. And so countries are all trying to put out their own propaganda in their own language. So I'll go on Russia Today, but I used to be on every week. I'd been on a couple months. And I go on there, and they've got a new lady on there named Liz, attractive, intelligent-seeming lady. And she lets me run on for, you know, 5-6 minutes. And then she says, well, what do you say to folks that say you sound like a schizophrenic? Now, I had told people a decade ago they were putting tens of thousands of GPS units on cars and that OnStar was a tracker GPS unit they were already using. That's now admitted. I told people they were listening to you without warrants over a decade ago. I told you that they had face scanning, license plate reading, and microphones put up all over the place. They've got giant police trucks in every major city, some cities, dozens of them, that can tune into any frequency, hack anything. The police are pulling people over, grabbing their cell phone without a warrant, plugging into a system that hacks through their code, downloads everything in a minute, all over the country. Marines are running checkpoints from Alabama to California. They're setting up Homeland Security checkpoints, pulling people out of their cars randomly. They've got Viper teams going on trains and buses and actually saying, face forward, show me your ID now, and literally screaming at people that don't do it right. I mean, we're being inducted like people showing up at a supermax prison where they're putting child killers. This is how child killers getting out of the prison are treated. Line up over there. You know why you're here. I mean, this is hardcore indoctrination. This is America going under. And now there's calls to censor the web, internet kill switches, EAS takeovers. It's all coming to the head. They've been building this army against us behind the scenes. And I'm on air just talking about how they're spying on us without warrants and how it's wrong. And the Supreme Court is going to rule that they can spy on everybody without warrants and put GPS on your car without a warrant. And they admit it's on tens of thousands of cars. That's what the local police alone have ordered. And they can use your cell phones to do it. And this is now admitted that I said Facebook says, you know, our users are dumb effers. Ha, ha, ha. They trust us. And her response to me is, so what do you say to people that say you're a schizophrenic? And that's now what the TSA does. If you don't want them to stick their hands in your pants, they go, don't be a conspiracy theorist. Not wanting someone to touch your genitals is a conspiracy theory. If you pull up at a hamburger place and say, I want a strawberry shake instead of a chocolate, that's a conspiracy theory. Wanting black tennis shoes instead of white tennis shoes, conspiracy theory. You're not supposed to have a thought. You're supposed to be programmed by the television, and that's it. So all this stuff I got made fun of back when I had the government documents and did the research and all of our sources gave us the intel. Oh, it wasn't real then. The Marines weren't training to take our guns. They weren't training for civil unrest. Now it's all admitted all over the news. Oh, they're not going to have checkpoints, federal checkpoints in the middle of the country. That's your conspiracy theorist. Really, here's the Department of Transportation document. I'm not going to look at that nutcase. Well, here's the document. They want to take blood at the DMVs. Now they're starting to roll that out in several states. They're like, oh, that doesn't exist. Now that it exists and is in everyone's face, their answer is, are you schizophrenic? I mean, I guess as you're marching into a pit to be shot in the back of the head by Soviets or by the Nazis, please don't shoot me in the head. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. This isn't even a gun. Boom. I mean, it's like some weird trance that people are under. Let's go ahead and go to a clip where she asked me if I'm a schizophrenic. Here it is.
Like you're scum and trash. They are letting us know we are filth. And I've been to third world countries where they're a police state, but the police are at least polite. This is a open attempt to dominate and intimidate the American people.
Alex, you said you're not trying to scare people. I'm getting pretty scared listening to you. It's pretty scary stuff. What do you say to those that might say, maybe you're a little paranoid, maybe borderline schizophrenic? What would you say to your critics out there that think that this is being hyped up a little too much?
Well, I believe in people's courage. I believe that, as Patrick Henry said, I want to know the whole truth and make preparations for it, whatever it may be. And so I believe that when people are faced with the truth, that they will wake up and take action against it. I understand some cowards will rationalize and make excuses, but they're openly announcing world corporate government run by the private banks that bankrupted the planet with derivatives. The Vatican's calling for world government. This stuff is all out in the open. I mean, I've got stacks of news here where Google admits
all right.
The U.S. government's telling them.
And again, I'm not blaming her. She's clearly playing devil's advocate. But devil's advocate at a certain point, there is no devil's advocate. All over the country, the big six megabanks are allowed to take houses that aren't even in default, that they don't even own and never did. Let's be clear. They're taking houses, pure theft, and the judges and the states are saying, you can do it. This is criminal government. We'll be right back.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to GangsterEconomy.com.
Now, we're going to go over the economic news, the Iran news, your phone calls, a lot more. But think about the point we've gotten to in this society where you're simply covering the fact that the police are grabbing people's cell phones without warrants, downloading the contents, putting GPS on tens of thousands of people's cars, dialing in and listening to our phone conversations without a warrant via federal law on the regulations. Not that they can do it under law, but that the regulations say all the cell phones are designed to do that. You understand that? And it just goes on and on and on with hundreds of examples. Government completely out of control. I saw a report just last week where, and actually Randy Kelton predicted this, where 46 states' attorney generals are making deals with the big banks. And in the deals, they're forgiving them for all the stuff they've stolen, because that's their political bosses, and actually changing the state laws and state regulations so they're allowed to steal your house. It's like, oh my gosh, you really have been stealing everything. People are upset about this. The law says it's illegal. We'll just claim we're taking you to the woodshed, and we're going to publicly slap you on the wrist, but once we get around the woodshed, we're going to let you basically politically rape and financially rape the public some more. We're going to have the public tied down around the back, okay? I mean, of course, if Bank of America and others have been caught taking houses they know aren't theirs. You see, if a foreign army landed and said, you are our slaves, people might resist. Actually, the way we've been domesticated, most people would go out and wave handkerchiefs at them and, you know, worship them. Today, if the Russians invaded, people, most people would go out and wave at them and say, can I turn in my neighbor? They don't like you. I mean, literally. The average yuppie would say, they'd show up at the commissar's office and say, can I help round up Americans? I love this tyranny. Can I have some power? I noticed you stomped a guy's brains out this morning down the road. Can I have a uniform? I want that power. I mean, really. I'd say about 60% of Americans would love it. It doesn't matter, though. We're going to fight these people. Okay? We're going to fight them. And it really hit me this morning while I was jogging that we always talk about the government, the government. This is not our government. This is a foreign corporate system that's come in and is setting up a classical tyranny with a high-tech integrated system. And they're openly setting up illegal federal checkpoints everywhere. They are intentionally trying to intimidate us. They're going on the news and announcing, yeah, all these cities are putting in high-tech streetlights that watch you and listen to you and dial into the police in live time. And cities are paying for these with Homeland Security grants. And then at the end of the newscast, they have the info babe on the local Fox affiliate in Charlotte. She says, we talked to the local Homeland Security official. He's an official, not a servant. He's a lord. We talked to him, and he said, even if these were put into the streetlights that city now has, you would never know. It's like, well, they're already there. They're just putting more in. Because this company bragged about it a few weeks ago, some new contracts they got. There's a whole bunch of companies doing this. And the feds had them pull the video, but now they decided to go ahead and go with it. So they're like, yeah, okay, the streetlights are listening to you. Because they're like, hey, let the slaves know. We're already taking their houses for no reason. We, for God's sakes, we put cancer viruses in their vaccines and fluoride in their water. So what? Let them know. Let them know. We got an unlimited force of people that want to kick Americans around and think it's manly. Let them know. Let them start a war with the globalists. You know, that's what the globalists think. Let them chew up a bunch of our minions. That'll just be a bigger excuse to take over. We'll sit out offshore while this happens because we've got an unlimited fountain of control freak thug bullies. And that's their attitude and that's where they're going. And they'll take everything. People ask, how far will this go? I was on Mancow's show, and he goes, I got three tickets in one day. He goes, they come in the parking garage and, you know, said that his city sticker wasn't stuck, you know, a half inch in the right spot. And then they gave him another write-up, and it's a brand-new car. And they just go around nickel and diming, as Emmanuel announced. Of course, you're a slave. They have disdain for you. They hate you. They've stolen the country blind. Of course they let the troops rot and don't even put the right bodies in the caskets. And ship them back to the family and don't tell them. So they pop up in the casket and there's a rotten body. That's all in the news. They don't care. They tell you they love the troops and wrap them in flags all day. Let's go to break with the info babe saying, we'll come back and play this clip. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You see, I'm awake. I got my head screwed on. I've studied history. I got my head screwed on straight. And so I know tyranny when I see it. I knew all this was coming. I told you. So instead of being lauded for being right, I'm a schizophrenic as it happens.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
You got me captured, I'm under your spell. I guess I'll never learn. I am your picture, yes, I know it well. Another page is turned. Are you for real? It's so hard to tell. I'm just a magazine. Yeah, you just smiled in the...
All right, I want to give everybody the big news flash here. Globalists are not going to give us quarter. They are not going to back off. This is a hot tyranny. And in military parlance, that means it's an aggressive, in-your-face, total domination system. The elites have bragged. We've read their quotes, written constant articles about it, that they studied all the dictatorships and control systems of the world, and that they decided to go with a pharmacological drugging of the water supply and food, covertly, overtly pushing drugs over the counter and illegal and prescription to bathe you in an entertainment distraction system to basically also divide and conquer populations and to bring in a tyrannical world government to incrementally shut off resources and then heavily social engineer the societies into total and complete collapse. And then phases of ratcheted up controlled bioweapon release that then result in 80 to 90% population reduction. And that's Rockefeller Foundation. That's Eric Bianca. That's Ted Turner, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, Jacques Cousteau, Club of Rome, Bilderberg. I've made films. I've written articles. I've linked to the Rockefeller Foundation. And I'm sorry if that sounds like you woke up in a science fiction nightmare movie. We're not in 1950 anymore. You know, now growing up, I always thought, why is so much of what's in these science fiction movies actually coming true? That's because a lot of those top writers are very informed and know what the elites are up to. And it turns out through the big science fiction clubs, they've bragged that they actually use certain writers to put these ideas out decades before. Isaac Asimov, Frank Herbert, Robert A. Heinlein. You know, Heinlein stuff is the only fiction books at West Point and Army War College that they have them read. And then, of course, you read it, not the movie, the book, the rapid deployed infantry, the bionic suits, the all-volunteer military, the global government. Would you like to know more? You know, the point is that if we can get it out to people, the fact that it's a scientific dictatorship that's taken over, that it's run by ultra-rich robber baron families who 160 years ago publicly hired the top scientists of Germany, England, and the U.S. and had public conferences calling for a scientific dictatorship. Just type that term in and you'll get all these famous Nobel Prize winners. Bertrand Russell, I mean, the list goes on and on. H.G. Wells, people writing nonfiction books, in some cases 100 years ago, saying, we'll genetically engineer people, we'll drug the population, we'll set up a world government. If we have to, we'll nuke countries and make them, we'll end the family. So it's impossible for anyone to ever rebel against us. This is how we'll do it. We'll use the Roman model of breaking the men and women up and setting the women up as the boss. We'll call it feminism. Bernays wrote about this. Department of War was actually hired in the 20s to break up the family. They said the families are too strong. We can't lower American education level. We got to defeat these people. And he wrote books about this. You can go read it. Propaganda and others. We need you to break up the family. How are you going to do it? And he said, we'll tell women it's stylish to have lots of sexual partners. And we'll tell men it's stylish, and we'll have leaders we pay that are seen as cool call for feminism, and they'll march and smoke cigarettes, because then you can sell cigarettes to them as well and make some money as a side issue. And he said thousands of things they implemented and totally got. And he said, then that way you'll get your goal of having the women all working too, so that they can pay double taxes, and so the state will raise the kids. That is your goal, correct? And they had these big conferences with all the German psychiatrists there. Skull and Bones actually set all that up and funded that in the 1830s, 1840s. The Charlotte Iserby talk, she has all the documents. It's up at prisonplanet.tv. It's in the special reports area. It's just incredible. Of course, her dad and grandfather were both Skull and Bones high level. And you learn about it. I mean, it's all dog training. But the end game is not world government. World government is only completing the gallows. And then once the world government's complete, they march you up to the top. And of course, they soft kill you. You're like, why is Magic Johnson not get sick from HIV and doesn't take the drugs, but everybody else is? Well, he said he was given the cure if he would promote the fake cures. I told you back then, you know, 16 years ago, he was given the cure 20 years ago that he'd be just fine. Because they have cures for everything they do to us. And now he's lived, quote, 20 years with it, and he's just fine. My dad, reading medical literature, you know, when I was in high school and college, I would get real paranoid if I'd been promiscuous. And he'd say, well, you shouldn't be doing it anyways because it's bad and such and such. But you can catch other diseases. But he said HIV is a race-specific bioweapon. It's very hard to get it. Only time Caucasians get it is if they're already hemophiliacs or have debilitated immune systems and have used dirty drugs, methamphetamine and things that have been cooked up in bathtubs where they can't get the core ingredients, so they have to use other toxic ingredients and don't properly separate off the heavy metals. That then kills the T lymphocytes or weakens them that would normally be able to recognize or fight off the HIV variant. I'm like, how do you know all this? He goes, oh, here's the literature. It's all the doctors, the research scientists, they all know it. My dad was going to school to be a research scientist, top of his class. By high school, he was already at MD Anderson working during the summers. And then, of course, he met my mother. She got pregnant, and he wanted the fast track to just make some money, became a dentist. But the point is that's why he's still into that stuff. He reads all that literature. So that's another reason I know all of this. But this was known a long time ago. Okay, so people look at this government like, oh, it's out of control. Oh, it's corrupt. Folks, there are congressmen that listen to this show. You've heard them talk about how they listen. And they're good people by and large, but they're not even raising enough of a fit about domestic internal checkpoints that are 10th Amendment violators, that are right out of a third world dictatorship, that are dangerous, and that are bankrupting our country. You know, they admit that in New York City in the last decade, they've spent more than 20 billion. You heard me right. You can look this up. In 1 year alone, they spent $6 billion on surveillance systems in New York. You think that's just cameras? I saw a report a few years ago where Boston spent $1 billion in 1 year. People won't believe it. Type, Boston gets $1 billion for security, from Homeland Security. Boston gets $1 billion. And I think it was another article. Some other said it was Chicago got $2 billion. The point is, folks, $2 billion isn't just the cameras. It's face scanning software, license plate reading. It's microphones. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. They're all over Austin. And finally, about a year ago, I heard KLBJ doing the local news, and they said, oh, yes, federal grants are putting in additional face scanning and license plate reading systems in Austin and gunshot detectors. They're not gunshot detectors. They're microphones. The company that got the grant in Congress, that it says they're microphones, and they brag how they can listen to conversations at 200 yards away, how it's run through a digital algorithm, and how now when they're able to get a sample of your voice print, like when you talk into Google, and it's voice identification, you know, when you want to find a website. Give me where movies are showing. Where's The Thing showing tonight? And it tells you, or it then takes you there. They're getting your voice print right there attached to your phone. Now you're walking. It hears you. It goes into an AI system. It's recorded. You think your cell phone can do powerful stuff? What about fake transformer boxes and light poles just jam-packed with it? They announced a year ago they're going to have all of the regular mail delivery USPS driving around with snooper systems grabbing all your data. Again, getting intelligence on you, not because you're bad, but because they're criminals. Oh, the idiot driving the vehicle is a compartmentalized fluoride head. I'm talking about how it's all collated by the super brain AI computers, which they now admit can predict individual activities 93% of the time. They know what you're going to do before you do it 93% of the time, because that system's mapped your subconscious decision-making processes. They know when I'm not going to be able to control myself and pull into a steakhouse at 9 o'clock at night because I've been up here working and forgot to eat. They know predictively before I pull into the steakhouse. They know predictively when I break down every few months and pull in and buy a 12-pack of beer. They know it all. Now, is that freedom? But remember all the people in the earlier level of programming, they were saying, oh, this will never happen. That's Big Brother. America's free. We don't have that. And now they're like, okay, yeah, they're listening to us. What's wrong with that? Are you a thought criminal? What do you have to hide? And it's peer pressure. They get TSA, they get cops, they get military and domestic operations. They get them all together. They train them where the enemy. They give them examples in the media of it, and they're ready. Ladies and gentlemen, look, the Germans were extremely moral people in Germany pre-Hitler. And he knew how to manipulate them, knew how to give them outside threats, knew how to, just by increments, get them to do more and more, until the point the average German soldier would literally put a gun right to a two-year-old's head and blow its head off. And I'm telling you right now on the current track, within 5 to 10 years, or even sooner when they stage a big terror attack, the police will do anything they're told. The courts, and this is the key, listen to me carefully. When tyranny is going on at an early stage, people will deny it because it's scary and they're lazy. They don't want to do anything about it. But when it becomes overt and obvious, a lot of people don't really get into denial. They get into another form of denial. They decide to just shut up and keep quiet and go along with it. Some decided to just try to stay out of it and sit on the fence. Others decided to join with it. Others decide to try to go along with it. And maybe I can have some of this power. If you can't beat them, join them. As if you can make a deal with Hitler or the devil or Mao Zedong. Statistically, that's even more dangerous, I found. This system hates its own. Number one threat, they say, returning veterans. Number two, it's not in the documents they give cops, but I've confirmed from my intelligence sources, they say I'm dead on. Cops are actually even higher. The average cop is under total Pentagon surveillance. I mean, you guys literally have got magnifying glasses on you. And they think as you learn about this, you're going to be cowards and watch what you say and do. You've done nothing wrong. You aren't a criminal. Stop acting like you're a criminal. Now, it's illegal that they're listening to everything I do and building databases on me as a citizen. But you know what? At the end of the day, good. I hope all the scum's listening. Because I'm going to sit here and you're going to laugh today. But next week, you're going to hear your wife's got stomach cancer at 52. Maybe then you'll go check cancer statistics. Maybe then you'll go read Rockefeller documents, how they did it. Maybe then you'll get angry and realize that your wife being murdered in front of you. Or you're going to learn you've got pancreatic cancer next week. I guarantee you there's government people listening right now, statistically, who are going to be diagnosed with cancer. And this isn't some preacher magically doing it. I know statistically there are a lot of you feds listening right now who are compartmentalized who are going to be dead in 3 months. Car wrecks, you name it. But a lot of you have already been soft killed. A lot of troops that have worked around DU, you're going to be dead soon. And right now you feel like you're part of the system. You feel like, you know, America's good and you're doing a good job and I'm a crazy person. But the key is before you die, you can wake up and wake up others. You understand that? The tripling in the last 20 years, the doubling in the last 10 years of diabetes, cancer doubling, tripling, just death all around us. But it's not the big news item like Herman Cain and all these Democratic operative women saying he grabbed on them. I don't like Herman Cain. I've seen him lie with a straight face and say, I didn't call people that want to audit the Fed dumb when he's in his book saying it, when he's on radio saying it. And I said, man, that's a good liar. But people that work for Axelrod, people that constantly make these claims as part of a business model, it's a bunch of bull. I mean, I know a lot of men who don't cheat on their wives, but still will flirt with women. I mean, he might have, with some of them, said, hey, baby, you're looking good. And then went, control myself. I mean, there's no doubt that might have gone on. But the point is, does that even matter? I mean, when Bill Clinton was on settling cases with women that said he raped them, the feminists were defending him. See, it's just a political tool. So, no, I can't get up here and talk about things that don't matter and are huge distractions as world governments being announced, as the world economy is imploding today. We got guests coming up on that. And as a total surveillance grid goes in with tens of billions of dollars a year of federal grants. I'm talking billions in major cities. That makes North Korean surveillance. I saw somebody comment and say, we're not worse than North Korea. I'm saying in the respect of surveillance we are. We still have the free speech because we've always exercised it, but now they're trying to take that. Let's go to this short clip from Fox News in the Carolinas. After they admit the microphones are going up around the country, they say, well, even if they are, you'll never know. See, there's that arrogant, in-your-face attitude. Here's that clip.
And we talked to the Deputy Chief of Homeland Security here in Charlotte. He says if the city installed streetlights with surveillance abilities, you would never know.
Okay. Now, let's go ahead and go to a clip from Police State 2000 from 1999. But actually, the news article is from 98. Going from memory, it'll be on screen in a moment. Now, I already knew about this and got the purchase order sent to me by an engineer who was involved putting them in. I'll leave it at that. Get a lot of stuff leaked to us. Now we're drowning in it. And he said they're putting microphones up in lampposts and in transformers and cameras. And here's the company. And I went and found the company bragging to government that, yeah, we can list people 200 yards away. Then the Statesman was forced to report on it, but they said they're gunshot detectors. Of course, they've never used them for gunshot detecting in East Austin when there's gunshots. They're microphones, and they use them to listen to people. And they've been putting them in more and more to where every neighborhood's got them, parks have got them, it's everywhere. So see, they're now just getting ready to tell the slaves. But here's a clip from Police State 2000.
But it's not just armor that local law enforcement from state agencies to local police departments are getting. No, my friends, it's listening devices. Of course, the excuse is to find the location of gunshots. But the designers openly admit it can also be used to listen to your conversations and triangulate your position. Just consciously think about this for a second. Listening devices. And I almost forgot, in tandem with cameras, all federal funding. Repeat, all federal. Armored personnel carriers, helicopters, foreign troops, practicing with local police, with our military. And in Austin, Texas, and many other cities I've visited, I have noticed that many of the cameras aim into the neighborhoods. I'm not kidding. Time and time again, they are not focused
on
the
highway. We'll be back with me warning you about EAS and federal checkpoints. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Chris, Rudy, Janice, Julio, Jay, we'll get to you all in the next segment, and then when our guest is on with us, Bagnarik. It's just, it's so painful to know I'm right, to understand this, to study it, and to have been there so many times and watched Marines training to take our guns, and to have cameramen in places like Hebron, Maryland, where Marines came up with guns and said, don't videotape us. And it's for America. It's admitted it's for America now. It's so illegal. The government takes our tax money. We've got really about a 25% unemployment rate right now. Even 60 Minutes admits that. A year ago, last November, they admitted 23. All these economists admit it's over 20. California's over 30. And they lied to us about that number. And then they spend tens of billions of dollars putting up cameras and microphones just everywhere. But then you take cops in public, they arrest you and charge you with life in prison. I mean, this country has cancer. Does that mean the average cop's a bad person? No, but kind of like the average German wasn't. The average German was just making munitions or working in a dairy, or even if you were a soldier, you were fighting other soldiers. But your government was evil. Your government was evil. And the bankers have committed all these crimes. They've taken the country over. Now they've got to keep it. Let's go to this next clip and then your calls. This is from the same film, Police State 2000. By the way, the guy's corrected me. It's 18 films for $99.95, all my films that are on DVD. 18 films for $99.95, all of my films that are on DVD. $99.95 is a $365 value. $99.95, it will end. It's a Christmas special. If you want to support us, that really support us much. But I just want to get it out. You can buy that deal and have 18 presents for people. So the Alex Jones Everything Special right now, and you can have this film, as well as the other three Police State films. Here's Police State 2000, 1999. This is a checkpoint from 98. And here I am talking about their plan to set up hardened checkpoints nationwide. Now it's begun. Here it is.
And then you've got the checkpoints. Those can't be ignored. Warrantless searches, random searches. Can't be called America.
They're entering the eye of the checkpoint.
The giant checkpoint.
Speed. Checkpoint ahead. Isn't
they
that
shut down all
children?
Of 35. Busiest road in the country.
Generator running that.
And at this time, they'd stop searching the vehicles.
Well, here's the love, ladies and gentlemen. America, here to take care of you. This happens all the time right here in Austin, Texas. Just south of Austin, to be exact. Well, there's the command unit over there. Nice big Winnebago. Shining their lights in people's face.
Hello, Waffen SS.
I wouldn't have said that, Alex.
I got it.
Get the searchlights.
Yahoo, my friend.
Kaboom! We're going to go back through the gauntlet. And we've got them just pulling them back, pulling them off down there, pulling them off here, all part of Bill Clinton's funding, and they love it.
I told Aaron to grab the clips. That's actually not the clip where I show the document and say they're going to put in hardened checkpoints around the country. But now, by the way, the state Supreme Court said that was illegal about a year after because they were starting to set them up everywhere. And so now the feds are back, and they're just saying, well, we just wave a magic wand. And they go out, and I've seen the video around the country. It'll be state police, like, shaking, like they're a bird dog, you know, and you're about to shoot some quail or something, and they're just looking at everybody, just going with their hats on, going, and the little kids are scared, and they're, get over there, I'm searching. And Homeland and her toddles over the perv, TSA, ready to grab the genitals. And it's just a total takeover. We got the clip of my EAS info coming up. Because you know what? In 1 hour, the feds are taking over all the AM and FM stations we're on.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.